the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to the 1960s.
Yeah, wow, man.
Put on your paisley shirts and medallions, because we have a great show in store for you today. You know, I've been too easy on Nancy's ears the last few shows. So my first song is going to be by her favorite artist.
No.
The late, great Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, thanks for the heads up, my love, because I'm out of here.
Okay, well, now that that's out of the way, my first song is a mostly instrumental composition. It incorporates several music approaches, including jazz, psychedelic rock, with brief spoken mumblings. The title reflects Hendrix's interest in science fiction. It was included in their 1967 debut album, Are You Experienced? Listen in awe to Third Stone from the Sun.
Yeah.
Is it safe for me to come in yet?
Oh, you missed a great song. You really did.
Thank God I didn't have to listen to it. I'm sorry.
You missed the artist.
No, I didn't. I cannot stand Jimi Hendrix at all.
Hey, did you realize that in 1965, the Super Bowl made its debut?
Ooh, I remember the Super Bowl.
Those things were like the hottest things around.
They could bounce like no other ball.
It's a toy that's based on a synthetic rubber invented by chemist Norman Stingley.
Ooh.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
And is an extremely elastic ball made of Zectron.
Ooh. Zectron. Ooh.
That's the stuff, Zectron.
I see we're going for a space theme. And since I'm bubblegum, this is as close as I can get. I think this song is written in an alien language, though.
Probably is.
I think it is. Brenton Wood is an American singer and songwriter for his 1967 hit single that reached number 19 on the U.S. Billboard R&B chart and number 34 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the spring of 1967. Here's the Oogum Boogum Song.
Oogum, oogum, boogum, boogum, boogum now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. When you wear your high-hole boots with your hip-hugger suit, it's all right, you're out of sight. And you wear that cute mini skirt with your brother's sloppy shirt. Admit it, girl, that I can't dig it. Then I've said, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say, boogum, 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 boogum. Now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me. I can't move, you're in the groove. Would you believe, little girl, that I'm crazy about you? Now go now with your bad self.
Wait a minute. You're complaining about Jimi Hendrix and you got the Oogum Boogum song?
Uh-huh. Did I cast a spell on you?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a cute song.
Oogum Boogum.
Boogum Boogum.
Oogum Boogum.
Oogum Boogum Boogum. Yep.
Okay.
In 1965, did you know that space food sticks were promoted by Pillsbury for their association with NASA's efforts to create safe, healthy, and nutritional space food?
No, I didn't know that, but let's hear about it.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Today, the United States is engaged in a gigantic effort to send men to the moon. For this effort, Pillsbury has developed many special foods. Here is the first one to be made available to the public, space food sticks. To meet the demands of a long space flight, space food sticks had to be a compact, nutritious, high-energy food. That's why they make the perfect between-meal energy snack. Energy for hard play. Energy for hard work. Lasting energy to feel alive. If that sounds better than some of the things your family fills up on between meals, you should try Space Food Sticks for good nutrition and lasting energy in a chewy, tasty snack food. Chocolate, caramel, and peanut butter, about 44 calories, at your grocer's next to the instant breakfast section. Space Food Sticks, the energy snack from U.S. Aerospace Research and Pillsbury.
And only 44 calories.
I know.
It's pretty good.
Eat like a whole box of them. But I do remember eating those.
You do?
Yeah. How can I describe it? They were like a cross between a Tootsie Roll and Play-Doh. Really?
So it's like space Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
At best.
Let's just go with that.
Okay.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1965. On March 8th, to be exact, two battalions of about 3,500 Marines waded ashore on Red Beach No. 2, becoming the first American combat troops deployed to Vietnam. In the ensuing months, they were followed by thousands of more combat forces, making 1965 the year the United States transformed the Vietnam conflict into an American war. And, you know, listen to the news broadcast that was happening way back when.
The Battle of Yadrang Valley. A CBS News special report by Morley Safer and the CBS News team in Vietnam, with a special introduction by Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. Just 6 days ago, the people of America were jolted by an announcement. Our casualties in Vietnam in a single week had exceeded the average weekly rate of dead and wounded in the Korean War. 240 Americans killed, 470 wounded. If the American public had not known until then, they know now. The United States is indeed at war, a full-dress war against a formidable enemy. Most of these casualties were suffered in the Battle of Yadrang Valley, the biggest, the costliest, the most significant yet fought by American troops in Vietnam.
And that's what happened way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
It is the 60s, so let's expand our minds.
Okay. Ooh. I'm expanding. Not only my body, but my mind. Bite that tongue.
There's nothing I can say and not get in trouble.
Exactly.
But my next song is from the second studio album released by the Amboy Dukes. It was released in April 1968, and Ted Nugent played guitar on that song.
Oh, I know him. I know the name.
Wow, I've heard it.
That's about all I know.
Wow. I couldn't tell where this ended up on the Billboard Hot 4000. I couldn't find out.
Yeah, I'm sure you couldn't because it's not on there.
I think it was a pretty good hit, actually.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Well, anyway, let's go on a journey to the center of your mind.
Kiss behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. Beyond the seas of thought, beyond the realm of what, across the streams of hopes and dreams where things are really not. Come along if you care. Come along if you dare. Take a ride to the land inside of your mind. But please realize you'll probably be surprised. For it's a land unknown to man where fantasy is back. So if you can, please understand, you might not come
heard this song before, and I liked it, except for the last bits with all the guitar music. It kind of hurts the ears.
That's the best part.
I don't know. But a journey to the center of your mind would be a short, scary trip.
Yes, it would.
Just saying.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Factory Second Parachute Warehouse, featuring slightly irregular parachutes for shrewd shoppers who know a really good bargain is worth a little risk.
You get what you pay for.
My mind expanded so much that I need two faces, which brings me to my next song.
Oh.
See how we just work things in?
We're professionals.
This was written by Twyla Herbert.
Who?
Twyla Herbert.
Sure it was.
And Lou Christie, and performed by Christie and featured on his 1963 album, Lou Christie's. It reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 11 on the R&B chart. Here's Two Faces Have I.
Two faces have I. I pretend that I'm happy, but I'm Mr. Blue. I pretend that I'm happy since I lost you.
Two faces have I.
One,
It's as good as my oogum, boogum, oogum, boogum. I had some good songs today.
Oh, sure.
Back in 1965, the Beatles and Elvis Presley, the two biggest names in rock history, meet for the one and only time at Presley's Los Angeles home. While there, John Lennon boldly asks his idol why he doesn't record rock and roll anymore.
In my opinion, Presley never recorded rock and roll.
Bite that tongue.
I'm just saying.
Don't say. I loved Elvis Presley. Blue Hawaii. Oh, God. Jailhouse Rock. Okay, oh, yeah,
okay,
baby.
Okay, okay. Do you realize, though, that my expanded mind can see the future?
That little scary mind of yours?
Yes. My last song today is a song by the English rock group The Yardbirds. Several music writers have identified it as the first popular psychedelic rock song. It was the first Yardbirds composition to become a hit, as a matter of fact. When it was released as a single on February 25, 1966, the song reached number 3 in the UK and number 9.9 in the top 10 in the USA.
Whoa, wait. 9.9?
Exactly.
No. Billboard doesn't have points.
It is also included.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
It is included in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's permanent exhibit of the songs that shape rock and roll. Listen to Jeff Beck on The Shapes of Things.
Shapes of things before my eyes. Just teach me to despise. Will time make man more wise? Here, within my lonely frame, my eyes just hurt my brain. But will it seem the same? Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than today? Now, the trees are almost green, but will they still be seen?
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.